Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
While President Trump encourages the nation to pray for the victims, he quickly diverts into the blame game, speculating that diversity initiatives in the federal government, including FAA hiring policies for air traffic controllers, were the cause. Good evening. I'm Steve Tawa. Phil Casey is at the editor's desk, this segment of the news, sponsored by Oliver Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. More on our top story now. The plane in that midair disaster was carrying a number of figure skaters and coaches, and as the skating community mourns, we're learning some of those on board had ties to Delaware. More from the newsroom now. Let's check in with KYW's Vic Raghupathy.
Yes, Steve, the University of Delaware is mourning the death of Sasha Kirsanov, University President Dennis Asanas confirmed in a statement Thursday. Kirsanov was a former UD figure skating coach, and Asanas says he was on board with two young skaters who were part of the club, but not students at the school. Those children identified as Sean Kay and Angela Yang in a statement by U.S. Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons. Asanas also expressing a sentiment that has been common among the responses across the U.S. figure skating landscape, that it's a tight-knit community made up of skaters, coaches, and families who worked with, competed against, and knew each other. The feeling shared by Philadelphia Skating Club and Humane Society in Ardmore, who expressed in a statement immense grief at the loss of so many talented skaters, their coaches, and families. America's oldest skating club told our partners at NBC 10, one of the families lost just became members of the club, and another shared his talent with them at their recent 175th anniversary gala. The American Airlines flight carrying 64 people was from Wichita, Kansas, where the National Development Camp, in conjunction with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, had been held.
Vic Raghupathy with that local angle. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.